thinking big thoughts so you don't have to.
Every day.
Here's John Williams.
There we go. We're in the Allstate Showcase Studio on Michigan Avenue. We're here weekdays from 1 to 3 and on Saturdays. We're in the same spot from 10 a.m. till 12 noon on social media. I'm WGN King John. Listen to me there. You can follow me there on the Twitter and the Facebook, Instagram, too. And we do a podcast here from the John Williams Show. It's called The Mincing Rascals. It features Steve Bertrand, a bunch of our friends from the Chicago Tribune, sometimes Justin Kaufman and Patty Vasquez from WGN Radio. And we kick around current events, politics, the news, and I think you'll enjoy it. We always close with a recommendation, something we think you would enjoy eating or drinking or watching or reading or doing. That's The Mincing Rascals. Just shocked. Kim, I suppose you were like everybody else. Violetta, Marcia's producing our show today, to discover that Anthony Bourdain took his life.
Shocking.
And on the heels of Kate Spade, I just thought, oh my gosh, the similarities just jumped out at me too.
Yes.
Both took their life evidently the very same way. Both of them about the same age. Both of them as successful as you can be in their respective trades.
And both with children, you
each
know,
leaving each a young child behind
at impressionable ages,
each having separated from that child's other parent. And you know, what do you or I know? We watch TV, we read books, we buy handbags, and you think that the person whose name on it or face on it is going to be content because of that success. And time and again, we're reminded that success does not mean happiness. I guess the reverse is true too. But wow. You just can't gauge other people's pain. You simply cannot know. One of Anthony Bourdain's friends, a fellow chef, said that he had just told him that he was as happy as he's ever been in his life, but he also said something didn't seem right when he said that. I'm reading between the lines now, but almost as if he were covering something up, making it better than it was. But you know, what I'm hearing today, and you are too, I guess, is that there is no sort of medical condition for which you can be diagnosed, and we would then say, ah, well, you're pre-suicidal. We need to get you treated for that. You know, you can see symptoms too often in the rearview mirror for people, but a lot of people will be depressed or anxious or dependent on something or somebody to the degree that it's a problem. But they don't become suicidal. They're managing it. How do you know if somebody is or isn't? You don't.
Well, and Anthony seems so open, too, and so honest that it seemed like he did wear his heart on his sleeve.
Does that also make you think that if anybody could manage it, it would be him? If he were troubled, we would know.
Right.
Troubled to this degree.
Sometimes when people are on TV like that, they have... Well, and I've even seen it with people in radio. You have different personalities when you're in front of a camera and a totally different personality when you're not on camera.
Right, but he seems so genuine. He seemed like that person, you know?
Right, you just never know.
Right.
I get both of your points. And, you know, I'm telling you, when we were talking to him and when you listen back to the interviews, granted this was several years ago now when his first book came out, but you think, okay, is that the same person that took his life? Was he as troubled or anxious, or did he know that he was hanging on back then? Because he was utterly approachable, Violetta. He could not have been. It's like when Steve and I were talking, many of us here have interviewed Anthony Bourdain. He's a media creature. He travels. He writes books. And so we've all had an opportunity to visit with him. Milt Rosenberg, too. And I'm telling you, some people walk into the studio, and they are, the word I love to use is generous, but they are just so much more willing to give and entertain and sort of expose themselves, laugh at themselves, tell jokes. And he came in with the show. I mean, all I had to do was say, how you doing? And the next thing you know, we had a great 20 minutes. Other people you got to work harder at. Bourdain was not that way. Found dead Friday morning in his hotel room in Le Chambard Luxury Hotel in eastern France. He had recorded an episode of his Parts Unknown CNN series. CNN said that they can confirm his passing, as did the U.S. Embassy in Paris. And everything he did, wrote the New York Times today, three names on the byline of his obituary. In everything he did, Mr. Bourdain cultivated a renegade style and a bad boy persona. He became executive chef in the 1990s at Brasserie Les Halles, serving steak, frites, and onion soup in Lower Manhattan. He has been an executive chef for 8 years when he sent an unsolicited article to the New Yorker about the underbelly of the restaurant world and its deceptions. To his surprise, that magazine, the New Yorker, accepted his piece. Nobody knew him back then, and they ran it, catching the attention of book editors. That resulted in Kitchen Confidential, Adventures in the Culinary Underbelly. It was a memoir that elevated Mr. Bourdain to a celebrity chef and a new career on TV. When that book came out, he came into our studio.
Anthony Bourdain is in our studio. No Reservations, Around the World on an Empty Stomach is his latest book about his travel and the food and people that he's met along the way.
Good to see you. Doing really well.
So you're going to be in Chicago for about 20 minutes and then go on to some other exotic place and you never stop?
Pretty much, yeah. I have just about time enough to grab a hot dog, which you do very, very well here.
Well, here's a good question. So when you come to Chicago, what do you want to eat?
Hot dogs.
Really?
Yes. First place I went.
And where would you go? Any place, or do you have a place you seek out?
I've been to Gold Coast, Wiener Circle, but today's hot dog experience was very exciting.
We think that our food is, you know, uniquely Chicagoan, and the hot dogs particularly. Are ours better or different than the rest of the world's?
It's really funny. You find sort of a local hot dog mutation everywhere. Some of them are really bizarro. I was one of these guys who thought that the state-of-the-art dog was, of course, the New York Dirty Water hot dog, or maybe Papaya King in New York. I have to say, I prefer Chicago Red Hots. I prefer the Chicago hot dog to any other.
Is it mustard here and ketchup there?
It's all the garnishes, the celery salt and all of that, the pickle, that weird, all the condiments and garnishes. I like that.
Do you worry that you're not eating well, I mean healthy, and that you have this occupational hazard?
No, I don't really. I mean, it's gotten me this far. I mean, I feel that once I start eating healthy, I'm superstitious. You know, the day that I start eating healthy and worrying about these things is the day I get, you know, I'm involved in some sort of tragic, ironic, you know, accident with an ice cream truck, you know, caught up in the wheel well and dragged down the street to happy music. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
It's not what I was going after, but that's an interesting... Evidently, I hit a button that I didn't know you had.
You know, it's not a concern.
You know, the big food controversy in Chicago is mm-hmm. the goose livers, foie gras.
Yeah.
What's your take?
It's a terrible black eye for the city. It's shameful. Just at a time when foie gras, or pardon, when Chicago was really taking its place as an international food destination, this law sails by, which, you know, I don't know how it plays locally, but
we
nationally
think it's
and internationally,
crazy. We think
it you come off looking really bad.
But you know, they say that, and I think, yeah, but really nobody pays any attention to this. They don't know about this in St. Louis. Is the world of
You're
food,
used as an example.
Really? Like, they
let
hold
this
up,
happen
really?
To you. Look what they can get away with. Look how bad it can be, and this might well be the future.
Anthony Bourdain, I said that was from Kitchen Confidential. Obviously, that was his first book. That was another book that he was referencing there that he was traveling with. What a nice guy. Maybe just one more soundbite from him here, and then we'll move on to the rest of the show. And keep him in our hearts and his family and our prayers. But so I asked him where was, of all of the places he's eaten, what ethnic cuisine or what part of the world does he enjoy the most?
Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Borneo. That's
Why?
A part of the world. The food's great. It looks fantastic. It feels like, you know, if as a child you dreamed of like being in a movie, you know, the perfect kind of exotic movie. It fits in with all my romantic notions of the way the world should be.
Yeah, but the world. But what makes the perfect food to you? It has to be colorful. It has
colorful,
to be hot,
fresh, spicy. I like spicy. Good chili component. And both a mix of both the unfamiliar and the somehow strangely really familiar.
Right. So that must be an increasingly difficult challenge for your hosts then, because you've sampled food all around the world.
I am a man of simple needs in the sense that a bowl of pho in Vietnam and a low plastic stool or street food in Singapore, street food classics, or, you know, a well-made, you know, roast goose at a stand in the street in Shanghai, that makes me real happy.
Do you conclude that Americans are paranoid about the cleanliness of the food process? Because these pictures Some of those wouldn't pass code around here, but they all seem to be doing fine out there in the rest of the planet.
I don't see that we're in any position to tell anybody about, you know, healthy food. You need only to look at the disappearing necks and expanding thighs of our citizenry. We're in no position to sneer at anyone. You know, I advise people eat local. If it's a septic looking little feet stall with chickens and pigs running around, and there's a line of people from that community, whether it's Oaxaca or Bali, lined up to eat that product, you know, chances are they've been doing it and doing it well and doing it safely without poisoning their neighbors for quite some time. Mm-hmm. In my experience, you're much more likely to get ill. In fact, we have a pool on the crew where we bet who's going to get sick first. And it's always someone from the hotel buffet, you know, the major Western, you know, it's that club sandwich every time.
Anthony Bourdain in our studio. One last note from the New York Times then. Mr. Bourdain graduated from high school in 1973 and attended Vassar College, dropping out after 2 years, where he spent long nights drinking and smoking pot. I was, to be frank, a spoiled, miserable, narcissistic, self-destructing, and thoughtless young lout, he wrote in Kitchen Confidential. But at Vassar, he met Nancy Putowski before he left school for a chance at a culinary career. In Provincetown on Cape Cod, he started working as a dishwasher at a seafood restaurant and closely watched the cooks, men who dressed like pirates, he said, with gold earrings and turquoise chokers. In the kitchen, they were like gods, he wrote. Mr. Bourdain's first marriage ended in divorce in 2005. In 2007, he married Otavia Bushia, who appeared in several episodes of No Reservations, and they had a daughter, Ariane, who is 11. That couple divorced in 2016. He had been dating Miss Argento for about 2 years. Mr. Bourdain has emerged, or had, as a leading male voice in the support of the hashtag MeToo movement. In fact, the woman he has been with, Miss Argento, age 42, said in a lengthy story in The New Yorker that she endured multiple attacks and manipulation by Harvey Weinstein, and that he sexually assaulted her in a hotel room years ago when she was 21. Last month, she gave a speech at Cannes that stunned the room. In 1997, she said, "I was raped by Harvey Weinstein here at Cannes. This festival was his hunting ground." In an interview with Indie Wire magazine this month, Mr. Bourdain called her speech a nuclear bomb. "I was so proud of her," he said. He continued speaking out boldly on the subject of sexual abuse and harassment. He took on everyone from Alec Baldwin to Chef Mario Batali, who is under investigation for assault charges. A little bit of the thoughts and recollections of Anthony Bourdain today. The full interview that Milt did and I did at WGNradio.com. It's 1:22. The president is traveling today. A couple of notes about his comings and goings. And then we talked to a guy who's in town for the Lit Fest. His book is about the stories of public housing in Chicago. It's fascinating. And you'll know some of these places, and maybe they are stories we should know a little bit better. That's still to come.
Tonight.
Line drive deep center. Got a chance. Kimmer at the wall. It's gone for a 2-1 homer. Soxley 2-1. 38. Turn on the fireworks.
It's a battle of Sox at Fenway as the White Sox travel to Boston to take on the Red Sox. Andy's pregame at 5:35. And DJ have the first pitch at 6:10.
The Sox play tonight on 720 WGN.
Since 1955, Blaine's Farm and Fleet has earned the trust of farmers and Midwest families by offering great brands at honest prices. Everything we sell is carefully chosen to ensure you're getting top quality with every brand you buy. Like 6-foot studded T-posts from Chicago Heights Steel, on sale $3.29. Save 15% on select Cook lever and ratchet binders, starting at $14.44. Keep your furry friends safe and secure with the Pet Lodge Extra Large Wire Dog Crate. Regularly $79.99, on sale just $59.99. And pick up a 50-inch by 12-foot, 6-rail, 16-gauge heavy-duty gate from Balin, on sale $116.99. For superior products, trust the experts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. And remember, you can always use our fast and easy drive-thru service. It's fast, easy, and convenient. June is National Dairy Month. All of us at Blaine's Farm and Fleet would like to salute Midwest dairy farmers and their families and say thank you.
Have you watched the value of your house continue to go up? Maybe it's time to put that equity to work while rates are still fairly low. Americans have over $5.5 trillion in tappable equity that can be used for many things like paying off very high credit cards, student loans, remodel your house, or add that pull your kids will beg you for. Hi, I'm Wesley Hoagland with Westland Financial. Let us put you in a position to do any of these things with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan, whether it's conventional, FHA, or VA. We'll pay your title, settlement, lender, and recording fees. Or maybe you just want to refinance out of your mortgage insurance with no closing costs. Think about it. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call to see how we can save you thousands of dollars a year. So call Westland at 888-455-3669. It's the biggest no-brainer in the history of mankind. Call us at 888-455-3669. 888-455-3669. That's 888-455-3669.
Westland Financial Corp., an Illinois residential mortgage licensee located at 200 East Sandpoint Avenue, Suite 800, Santa Ana, California 92707, NMLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Walter E. Smith is having a moving sale. The Walter E. Smith Lincolnshire showroom is merging with the Vernon Hills store, so everything must go. Up to 90% off. Hurry in to get the best deals because the Lincolnshire doors close for good on June 10th. Go to Walter E. Smith's moving sale, 675 Milwaukee Avenue in Lincolnshire. Get there now and don't miss out on the best deals. When you need good, quality, new furniture and a designer's expertise, go to Walter E. Smith.
All righty, it's 125. Watch Micah and Joe, Micah Mateer and Joe Donlan, weeknights on WGN TV News at 5 and 6 and 9 and 10. Amida Health knows you like no one else, you know. They know you like no one else, it says here, the one that's there for you always. Lifelong bonds make all the difference at Amida Health. They know what you need and when you need it, so at Amida Health, they put you first. Amida Health now includes 19 hospitals, 20 immediate care centers, more than 230 outpatient locations in the Chicagoland area. Visit AmidaHealth.org/access, A-C-C-E-S-S, or call 855-MY-AMIDA in sickness and in health. President's going to Singapore, and he says he does not need to prepare for his summit with Kim Jong-un. He said it's about attitude.
What's really on stakes here?
Say that again?
What's really up for stakes? He doesn't have to study or get ready for it.
I know. What could go wrong, right? How bad could this be, nuclear bombs and all? Actually, honestly, Violetta, I don't think this. Suppose Donald Trump studied, and he knew North Korea forwards and backwards. I really don't believe that the conversation he is going to have with Kim Jong-un is going to be that pivotal, right? I mean, do any of us think if it was George Bush or Barack Obama or some other world leader, do you believe that when they get together, that those two world leaders are deciding the fate of the world? Or is it more their teams and their advisors? The economics guy met with the economics guy, and the security guy met with the security guy, and the commerce guy met with the commerce guy. And they're all hammering these things out at various levels. Do you think that Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un, through an interpreter, and Dennis Rodman, could actually solve this nuclear crisis that we have with North Korea? I mean, in a way, Donald Trump is probably right in that if his chutzpah, if his personality is able to dominate, if his attitude is able to sort of convey something, that's probably as telling, it's probably as communicative as anything he would say through an interpreter to Kim Jong-un. I mean, imagine what it's like. You got to get rid of your nukes. Nukes. And then he'll listen to that. And then he'll, that was my Korean, by the way. And so then,
I like that nukes are the same.
Yeah, they probably are. And so then Kim Jong-un goes, we don't want to get rid of our nukes. And then they say,
nukes.
And then the interpreter would say something like, nukes of us, we want to possess. Right? Because the interpreters are never that good. I'm kind of mystified at how bad interpreters are in government offices. So then what does Donald Trump say? Oh, yeah, well, then, you know, do you see how clumsy and awkward this thing is?
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. So would it help if Donald Trump studied more? Yeah, I'd like him to be armed with that.
I just think the difference is presidents in the past probably knew history and didn't have to study it before meeting world leaders.
Right.
And I don't think that's the case here.
Trump famously this week got the wrong country that burned down the White House. He blamed it on Canada. It was Britain. So that's kind of a sort of testament to the sort of grasp he has of U.S. or world history or current events. I might have flunked some of those on a quiz, but I'm not going to negotiate world peace in Singapore. The president said, I think I'm very well prepared. I don't think I have to prepare very much. It's about attitude. It's about a willingness to get things done. Without saying how, he said he's been working for this for a long time. He sits down with rocket man Kim Jong-un, June 12th, by the way. And I think it would be fun if, when they sit down for that handshake that's going to last about, I don't know, a minute and a half, each of them holding on, symbolically trying to get the upper hand. Next thing you know, they're on the floor, Indian wrestling with their legs in the air.
They're walking around the whole room, not like letting go of the handshake.
Knocking furniture over. All right, already.
Well, it's all about attitude, and it starts with the handshake.
So he's going to sit down with him, but I think at that moment, it would be fun if he just goes, Rocket Man, and he goes, Dotard. You know, just kind of like air that out, because the last time they spoke, it didn't go well. So maybe it would be nice if they just sort of then chuckled, which is a Korean laugh, and then sort of diffuse that, and then they went on. CNN writes he has not eschewed preparation sessions altogether. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has spent one-on-one time with Mr. Trump to discuss strategy for convincing Kim to relinquish his nuclear weapons. But those sessions have been kept intentionally brief in order to maintain Trump's attention. Donald, over here. Hey. And so to really get him laser focused, not on words, they use charts and pictures. I'm not making this up. They have graphs and maps, and they go, okay, here is Korea. This is a nuclear missile. They're going to fly over here to the United States. Good. Okay. I'm drawing a big X here, and that will be stop the what? The nuclear missiles from coming over. So this is Pompeo's sort of briefing to Donald Trump, and he's got it. I got it. At the end of the day, if Trump is not 100% astute on it, I'm not so worried that that's going to be cataclysmic. And that's my bright side. It's 1:31. This is WGN. The news is next.
Hi, everyone. It's Dave Hoekstra here, inviting you to join me on a WGN tour of Ireland this fall. We'll see Dublin, Derry, Donegal, and more, all highlighted by a very special Van Morrison concert in Belfast. Imagine seeing Van Morrison perform in a 350-seat hotel ballroom in his hometown. It's the sights and sounds of Ireland, and I'm sure some wild nights. We leave September 30th. More information at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call Steve at 847-606-6065. But hurry, the seats are limited.
The 4th is coming, and there's only one place to buy fireworks, and that's Shelton Fireworks. Take I-94 to exit 22B, Porter, Indiana, and look for the big red building. With over 40 years in business, they're exploding with deals. Shelton offers the largest selection at the lowest prices. Bypass the high prices of Hammond, Gary, and Merrillville, and head on over to Porter, Indiana. Take I-94 to exit 22B and look for the big red building, or visit SheltonFireworks.com, home of the big one. That's SheltonFireworks.com.
Go for the double, Chicago. And save big with the WOW Double Play. With WOW, you'll get 100 meg internet and TV for just $59.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Plus, a free DVR when you switch to WOW now. Check out the WOW Double Play and other great WOW offers for internet, TV, and phone at WOWWay.com. Or call 866-WOWWAY4 now. Limited time offer for new customers. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
You may know a struggling young person who could use some strength and guidance right now, someone who's having trouble at school, at home, with their friends. They're failing to launch, and you don't know what to do. You may suspect they're abusing drugs or alcohol. You may see them as being riddled with anxiety, so much so I know people like this. They can't go to school. They can't keep a job. Why not? They just can't seem to do it. And I've seen parents throw up their hands in frustration and say, we don't know what to do. Here's what you should do. Contact Yellow Brick. Since 2006, adolescents, emerging adults, and their families have trusted Yellow Brick to find healing. They're in Evanston. Yellow Brick's clinician scholars offer hope to young people and their families. They integrate neuroscience there. They work with these kids. They spend 3 days diagnosing them. It's fantastically comprehensive. And then they sort of come up with an attack plan. They teach life skills. They heal the brain. I want you to call Yellow Brick today, 847-869-1500, 847-869-1500, or visit yellowbrickprogram.com. Yellow Brick is science with soul. We're sponsored here by Grandview Homes. WGN Radio News with Kim Gordon.
Special counsel Robert Mueller has brought additional charges against President Trump's campaign chairman and longtime associate, accusing them of obstructing justice. The new charges were unsealed today against Paul Manafort and Konstantin Kilimnik. Prosecutors accused Kilimnik of having ties to Russian intelligence, a charge he denies. Chicago Congressman Bobby Rush slamming the Trump administration's argument that the Affordable Care Act's provisions preventing insurance companies from denying coverage or charging more for pre-existing conditions should be struck down. He says more than 5 million Illinoisans could be impacted. A federal judge in Indiana is weighing whether to block a new law that requires medical providers to give the state detailed information about women they treat for complications arising from abortions. Planned Parenthood argues the new rule is unconstitutional. The law expected to go into effect July 1st. Your money, sports, traffic and weather next on WGN.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. We make junk disappear anytime, anywhere. We're happy to crawl through your attic and dig through your basement. Point at a sleeper sofa. Gone. Point at a beat-up old garden shed. Gone. Point at a big old freezer. Gone. Point at the neighbor's dog that won't quit barking. And we'll politely ask him to improve his attitude. We work until midnight, 7 days a week. Just call us 90 minutes before you need us to be there. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The Essentially Yours configurable sofa at Penny Mustard is the ultimate personality quiz.
Really?
Sure. Choose your options.
Well, I like the angle arm style with no buttons.
That means you're a no-nonsense guy, but you still like to have fun.
I like the bow arm style because I use my arm to draw back bows.
What about buttons?
I like to push them. So what's my personality?
You're hopeless.
Nailed it.
The Essentially Yours configurable sofa, starting at $12.76 at Penny Mustard.
5 locations throughout Chicagoland.
PennyMustard.com.
Results may vary. Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Have you been thinking about getting LASIK? Imagine opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. Well, now you can get a premium LASIK experience with TLC Laser Eye Centers for less than what you might think. Just dial **129 from your mobile phone for your free LASIK consultation. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision. Dial **129 now. Schedule your free consultation and experience for yourself why eye doctors across America recommend TLC Laser Eye Centers to their patients. Just dial **129. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology, and you can get a 100% free LASIK consultation to see if LASIK is right for you. Just dial **129. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and has performed over 2 million procedures. Call today and schedule your free LASIK consultation. Just dial **129 on your mobile phone right now. That's **129. Dial **129.
Your money on WGN. The Dow's up 43 points. NASDAQ up 10. The S&P 500 up 5. Prices at the Mercantile Exchange, the nearby cattle and hog contract, both trading up this hour. Trends in today's grain trade, wheat down 3.5, corn's up 3/4, soybeans down 5. We'll have grain settlements an hour from now. WGN Sports, the White Sox visit Boston tonight. The pregame with Andy Mazur, 5:35, first pitch 6:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN. The Cubs just starting their game against Pittsburgh and NBA Finals. Golden State's at Cleveland. In the WNBA, the Chicago Sky is at Phoenix. WGN traffic, Violetta Padromedic.
Thanks, Kim. Traffic is sponsored by Indeed, and there is a disabled vehicle on the outbound Kennedy at Fullerton. That's making its way over to the shoulder. It's about 45 minutes downtown to O'Hare, 50 minutes inbound trip. The Dan Ryan, actually the Eden, still looking good. No delays there between Lake Hook Road and the junction. Over on the Eisenhower, it's an hour from 390 to the old post office, 58 minutes back out. The Stevenson's clocking in at 45 minutes either way between Lakeshore Drive and 355. And the inbound Dan Ryan is heavy at 45. 45 minutes, 95th to the circle, 16 minutes back out. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates on your online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Violetta Podrumetic in WGN Traffic Central.
And I do have an update for you on the Cubs game in the bottom of the first. The Cubs lead 2-1. The WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thunderstorms today, a high of 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thunderstorms possible, a low of 64. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms early, then turning partly sunny with a high of 82. Right now, O'Hare 69, Midway 67, Kenosha 67, along the lakefront 59. I'm Kim Gordon in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Kim. It's John Williams. It's 140 on WGN Radio. In our showcase studio, another one of those really terrific authors in town. He's from Chicago. He still lives here for the Tribune's Lit Fest. Ben Austin is here. Ben, I'm going to ask you to pick that microphone up and just move it a little closer to yourself.
Okay, right here.
His latest is High Risers, Cabrini Green and the Fate of American Public Housing. The book came out in February. You can still get it. There'll be a paperback edition next year. I'm recommending the hardback. Mary Schmeek reviewed it. You may have seen in the Chicago Tribune back in February when it first came out. And she spoke well of it. She said, no one has put together something so comprehensive and so utterly readable as your book. This is a subject that's been near and dear to her heart for a long time, and yours too, but that's great praise.
Yeah, it is. Coming from a great person, a great writer.
Is it because you're a Southsider that Cabrini Green was important to you, or why was this a topic that caught your eye?
I think any Chicagoan would think about Cabrini Green and its sort of, you know, mythical, iconic space in the city and the public imagination. And then it's being torn down in 2010, 2011, and thinking about what does that mean? What does that mean for an entity like that? What does it mean for the residents? You know, 15,000 of them at one point.
So let's do it this way. Tell me the myth and tell me the truth. What do people think of when they think of what once was this massive housing project?
I mean, it became synonymous with every fear of the inner city, you know, and it's sort of where inner city used to be this pejorative, which meant, you know, scary, ghetto, often, you know, black or Hispanic place.
Dangerous.
You know, dangerous. And we're sort of, you know, inner city, we're in a moment in American history where inner city means something very different. It means wealth. But for, you know, half a century, it meant something else.
Was that true about Cabrini Green?
So it's true and not true. I mean, like a lot of myths. You know, it's a community of 15,000 to 20,000 people. So to define it by, you know, dangerous and violent experiences is, you know, it's so ridiculous to think like the whole place is like that. And certainly public housing became, you know, it was underfunded. It wasn't managed well. The buildings weren't kept up. So that's true as well.
Did it become emblematic of public housing in America?
It became the representative, the symbolic housing development for all the housing projects in America, for sure. And people, you know, it became the one that stood in for all the rest of them, and in Chicago and across the country.
15,000 to 20,000 people.
On 70 acres.
Well, you look at the footprint, that's not very big space.
Yes, yeah, it's not very big space.
Was that part of the problem? Why did public housing fail? In America, or at Cabrini Green?
Well, certainly, like, the architecture and design is a problem, but it often takes too much of the blame. Cities themselves become so much poorer. We have depopulation. We have industry moving out. There's a loss of jobs. The places that see the worst of this are the poorest neighborhoods, and then even then the places where the poor get warehoused. It is, you know, to think of this country and where we are, and to think of, like, the endeavor that we would build assisted housing, you know, funding housing for, you know, 1.5 million poor people or, you know, poorer people. Like, that's just such not part of the thinking, the lexicon of the country now. But even when it was started in the 30s and 40s, it was controversial and it was pushback and it was underfunded. So the effort was always limited and hamstrung by pushback.
Public housing wasn't always the domain of African Americans, though, was
it? Or the poor. You you know, the very poor. It was sort of the deserving poor. It was integrated here at Cabrini Green and elsewhere. So, I mean, there were African Americans, but it wasn't, didn't have this concept that it was only for. And that comes later. I mean, we have white flight in the city, and certainly, like, you know, that's one of the places that people flee from. There's open housing for white people, and they can move elsewhere. They can move out of the city, and that's not the case for a lot of African Americans here at that time.
But before they came down, and I mean just before, when they were at their ebb, it's fair to characterize it as poor and poorly managed, and maybe dangerous for a person of means to stroll through. I mean, that's a fair assessment of what was there at the end.
Yeah, yes and no. Because you can say that about a lot of neighborhoods that you imagine. You could imagine as the scary place. And the, while that's true, there's also a danger in thinking, like, so if we imagine that, then what's the solution? And if we imagine a place as, like, the horror story version of, like, the city, then we're compelled to act in a way of, like, eradication and elimination, or we're irresponsible.
Well, I say all of that to say this.
Okay.
And that is, and if that is relatively true, then what was the sort of gnashing of teeth when they came down? If Cabrini Green was a failed project, Lord, Mary and I used to talk about this, and she'd get agitated at me then. But I thought, why are people so sad to see Cabrini Green go down? That nobody wants to live there, said me. What do you say about that?
Yeah, that's a great question, because it's about, you know, there is such an array of lives lived there, and a strong sense of community, and bonds formed and support networks, often out of necessity, right? Like, if you're not getting support anywhere else, or you're living poor in these areas, but you're surrounded by friends and family who are in the same boat as you, you figure out how to survive together. So those bonds are lost when the high rises are torn down.
They are.
And it turns out, very, very unfortunately, that the solutions in many cases were worse than the problem that
what do you mean by
to
that?
Solve. Well, we think about, you know, dispersing people across the city, and that, you know, the great ill of public housing was argued that concentrated poverty and isolation were sort of the worst things we could imagine. You know, sort of having too many poor people living on top of one another. Well, we still have concentrated poverty and isolation and, you know, segregation in the city. And now it's way less visible. We still have violence. We still have underperforming schools. It's no longer literally owned by us, by the public, by the state. And so it's easier to ignore. It's, you know, literally less visible. You know, there used to be these high rises, and so you would think about it all the time. So now there's like these far off things, you know, these problems we maybe hear about in statistics on a Monday.
So would we be better off if Cabrini Green were still here?
I think.
Would they be better off, the people that live there, if Cabrini Green were still there?
So, you know, that's almost like a could they have been made better without elimination? Is it maybe a better way? I mean, I think we're in a similar point where how we discuss public schools in Chicago now, where, you know, we talk about closing schools and we talk about failing schools, and we can only think of as a solution getting rid of them rather than actually how do you make them better and more equitable.
You write about the people besides the buildings. Tell me a little bit about the people that were living there.
Yeah, so I mean, my book actually is an intimate portrait of four people and their families who lived there. And, you know, it's supposed to read more novelistically than sort of policy oriented. And, you know, there's just the people I focus on. One woman, Dolores Wilson, moved in the 1950s and moved out when the last building was being torn down in 2010. And she worked for the city's water department a few blocks from here. Her husband was a maintenance worker. She worked for the PTA. She read Dostoevsky in her free time.
And lived in Cabrini Green.
And lived in Cabrini Green the whole time. She worked for prison reform. She wrote for The Defender. She started a resident management corporation.
Why would somebody like her live in Cabrini Green? Why wouldn't she go get a small house somewhere?
So that's a great question, and it's actually something that I've asked her several times and often felt unsatisfied in the answers, and I realized that was my own kind of failing in understanding.
All right, pick it up there in a minute. Ben Austin is in our studio. His his book is High Risers. This is a Chicagoan writing about a Chicago institution, Cabrini-Green, and the fate of American public housing. We need to talk about the fate of American public housing, too, and we'll pick up on this story in a minute. Ben, by the way, is going to be at LitFest. He's going to be in a group of authors discussing stuff like this?
Yes.
At 1:30 on Saturday. Where are you going to be at 1:30 on Saturday? Be at LitFest for Ben Austin of High Risers. We'll pick it up here in a minute.
Learn something new.
Ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes?
On 720 WGN.
Hi, everybody. Tim Roach here with Lender. You've heard me talking with Steve Bertrand for a while now about our business financing options. As the summer heats up, now is a perfect time to put some fresh inventory on your shelves, hire new staff, expand your restaurant, or perhaps purchase some new equipment. Lender makes those decisions easy with 24-hour funding and simple approvals, even if you don't have perfect credit. To show you our appreciation, we are launching a Lender MasterCard with $500 loaded on it as a gift to you for every funded deal or referral. No restrictions. Get funded and get an extra $500 as our thanks to you. We're partners with the Chicago business community and have funded countless local businesses. And as a veteran-owned business, Lender is a company you can believe in. Give us a call today at 844-636-4576 to learn how we can help you invest in your business. That's 844-636-4576 or apply online at lender.co. That's lender.co.
When the world is watching and you need your logo perfectly printed on promotional items, you need the ultimate guarantee. You need certainty. To know for certain it'll be right the first time, on the right items, at a great price. You need the promotional product experts at 4imprint. Because as soon as something has your logo on it, it matters to you, your customers, your coworkers, and to us. From pens and caps to hot tech and popular brands, 4imprint's wide selection always changes to keep up with the latest trends. But there is one thing we've delivered for over 30 years that's timeless. Certainty. Because the world is certainly watching. Explore thousands of promotional products at 4imprint.com. That's the number 4imprint.com. 4imprint. For certain.
151. It's Friday, so the Bright Side of Life segment comes your way a little less than an hour from now. Tell us some good news in your world while you're smiling. We'll smile with you. Let's advertise 240 for that. It's 151. Do you realize that oral cancer is a top 10 cancer in America? It's true. Same virus that causes cervical cancer, HPV, is now the primary cause of oral cancer. Who knew? It's a concern for men and women, all of us. Here's the good part. Your dentist can now use new FDA-cleared technology called the VelScope. It helps your dentist visualize areas in your mouth that may be associated with oral cancer or other disease quickly, painlessly. Your dentist should be doing an oral exam every year, but it's hard for them to see below the surface. This VelScope, I've seen it. It's this little gadget they hold in their hand. It shines a special blue light in your mouth, and it reveals abnormalities that aren't visible to the naked eye. They can see cancer or oral disease that might otherwise be missed. To find a dentist that offers VelScope, like Gentle Dentistry of Oak Park, Kaufman & Kaufman Smile Design Studio in Chicago, or Webster Dental Care of Portage Park, text the word SCOPE to 41411. If your dentist ain't on there, say, hey, get on there, doc. For a full list, visit oralscreeningtest.com, oralscreeningtest.com, or get the list just by texting SCOPE to 41411. At LitFest on Saturday at 1:30, Ben Austin and a couple of other authors talk about public housing in Chicago. His book is High Risers, Cabrini-Green and the Fate of American Public Housing. So you've been telling us the story of the building. Now we're talking about the people. You described one woman who was successful and intelligent and had income. Why did she choose to live in Cabrini-Green?
Yeah, Dolores Wilson. She had her entire community there. It was the area that she supported and helped build up. She was committed to it in the same way many of us are committed to Chicago despite its many problems. We don't want to leave. She experienced some of the trauma there. She had an adult son who was murdered. And yet, she, I think fundamentally or most of all, She didn't think that poverty was a personal moral failing, which I think too many of us generally in society now think. And so she didn't see the either living there as a stigma, a negative stigma, or that the people around her were less for living there.
Were bad people inherently.
She knew them. She knew her church was there, her school was there, her work was there.
I guess, though, if you live in a certain environment long enough, you either come to adapt to it, or you accept it, or you see it more fully formed than the rest of us do. But if somebody was murdered on my block, I think I wouldn't love the lawn anymore. I'd go move somewhere else. That's a mystery to me.
But I think that's untrue, because often there are people murdered two blocks from you or a block from you, and it doesn't define the entire place because you actually live in that area. And so we know, and when you look at a map of say, homicides, you can actually see the ones that were nearby you.
Yeah.
And but you don't think suddenly a far off place, a place that you haven't visited, whether it's overseas or whether it's, you know, Englewood, you suddenly think, if I walk there, I will get killed because there were murders there. But when you know a place, as you said before, it doesn't, the part doesn't come to define the whole.
And so in a way, people like me who have a hard time grasping life there, it becomes emblematic of a larger truth, doesn't it? That there's this great divide. Cabrini-Green represents it. I can't begin to fathom the quality of life that that lady says she might enjoy, or the desire for her to stay and fix it. My attitude is just get out of there. And I don't know the end of that sentence.
Well, I mean, you asked me before what's the interest in writing about Cabrini-Green, and a part of it, and just a part, was that it also came to embody all these ideas of this sort of extreme view of the city, sort of like appearing in popular culture, Candyman, Good Times, books, news media, you know, all these things. And so it explained how we think about a lot of these places. And it was so full of all these kind of ideas. And so to somehow unpack that, to sort of get behind it, and as you said from the start, like, where is the reality and where is the myth and where do they intersect, and when does myth start to define reality? And then it does, because, you know, something gets torn down because if you, you know, you're terrified of it, I mean, there's more reason to do it, along with a lot of economic development that also happens around it that sort of pushes it and isolates it further.
So the byline of your book is the fate of American public housing. Where are we going with the concept or those people?
Yeah, I mean, even beyond just public housing, when you think of affordable housing or low-income housing, we're in a crisis now, which isn't that different from when public housing was formed in the 1930s and 40s. Most of the people who qualify, who are poor enough to qualify for subsidized housing, receive absolutely nothing. 80% of the people who qualify get nothing. There is such a demand in this city and across the country.
80% get nothing because we are underbuilt.
There is no supply.
Yeah.
That's just government subsidy. When you think of even sort of, you know, any kind of affordable housing, affordable rental housing, we just don't have a supply and we don't have an investment in it. And the private market is not incentivized to do anything.
Are you mad at the mayor of Chicago for not pushing that more? Do you think he's doing enough? Because it seems like we're doing the opposite. We're tearing down quote-unquote desirable areas and making them nicer places, not affordable places.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's the city has such disparity. That where we are right now, where you think of the West Loop, which has added something like 50,000 people, and you think of the far south side, and, you know, we've lost close to 150,000, the African-American population in the last 15 or so years. We are experiencing two very different cities, and because of that great disparity, I think in parts of the city we don't feel it in the same. We don't feel collectively that this is a shared problem.
The book is High Risers, Cabrini-Green and the Fate of American Public Housing. Ben Austin's at LitFest on Saturday at 1:30. I know you're working on other pieces for the New York Times Sunday Magazine. When those come out, particularly the one about Rockford, Illinois, come back into our studio.
Great.
It's nice to see you.
Great.
And read you. Thanks for coming in. WGN Radio News comes your way next.
Arborists from the Chicago area say the days of constant rainfall in recent weeks have led to prime conditions for fungal diseases for trees and shrubs. Too bad. This weekend on House Smarts Radio, we're talking to a tree expert about the list of tree diseases that might be expected this summer. See how to treat them when possible, and you can find out more with me, Lou Manfredini, on House Smarts Radio right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Lou's on tomorrow morning at 7, sponsored by Ace, the helpful place. And Lou's brought to you every week by Belden Leaf Guard. Never have clogged gutters again with Belden Leaf Guard. Call for a free in-home estimate. 833-4-BELDEN.
Have you noticed everything has a day? Like National Hot Dog Day. Best with pickles, onions, and absolutely no ketchup. But AARP in Chicago thinks today should be your day. So go explore the neighborhoods. We're working with you to improve transportation and create safer streets. And get family caregiving resources. We're advocating for you and your loved ones. We're here in our community helping you make the most of it. So grab a Chicago dog and take on today and every day with AARP. Learn how at aarp.org/Chicago.
It's buy one, get one at your neighborhood CVS pharmacy with thousands of products to discover and hundreds of ways to save. This week, feel your best for less with Nature's Bounty and CVS Health Vitamins BOGO free. And save big on beauty with Maybelline and L'Oreal BOGO 50% off. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weekly ad for details.
Consider it done with ABC. Right now, get your Ultimate AC tune-up for just $89. ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Book your appointment today at 4abc.com and consider it done.
WGN Radio News in 60 seconds. I know about putting things off. You know, I was the guy that was writing term papers the night before they were due in school. Here's one thing you and I should not put off, though. Treating knee pain. I don't want you to put it off any longer. The Joint Relief Institute's in Orland Park. And I know you've been living with that knee pain for a while and you think you're fine, but I don't want you to be stubborn about this. You can have that pain addressed. You can have it reduced. You could have it eliminated. So let's be smart. Have a great summer and do all the things outdoors or indoors you want to do without that knee ailing you. There's amazing technology and an experienced and caring staff at the Joint Relief Institute waiting to make you feel better. It's not surgery. It's not painful. It's not time consuming. It's pain-free, quick procedure. It's almost surely covered by your insurance. So let's have a nice summer. Start by calling 708-888-0000. 708, that's Orland Park. 888, think ache, 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 0000, as in zero pain. You can win a 2018 Chevy Silverado. For details, listen to Steve Cochran weekday mornings at 720 here on 720 WGN Chicago. Got a smart speaker? Say play WGN Radio on TuneIn. The news is sponsored by It's Just Lunch. This is Kim Gordon.
Overcast and 69 at O'Hare. Governor Rauner signed a measure today to overhaul how ethics complaints are handled at the Capitol. This comes just days after House Speaker Michael Madigan's longtime chief of staff, Tim Mapes, was asked to resign from his government and political post after being accused of sexual harassment. One suspect is on the run, two are in custody, and one is dead after an ATF agent was shot trying to make an undercover gun purchase in Gary, Indiana yesterday. ATF special agent in charge, Salinas Nunez, gave an update on the agent's condition.
Our agent was brought into the hospital yesterday in critical condition. He has been upgraded to stable condition. He was shot in the chest and in the arm. He is going to make a full recovery.
The ATF is offering a $25,000 reward for suspect Bernard Graham, who they believe to be armed and dangerous. The U.S. is testing two more workers from its embassy in Cuba for possible brain injury amid concerns they may have been affected by mysterious health incidents harming U.S. diplomats in Cuba and China. The development comes as new travel warnings have been issued to Americans in China after unexplained health issues. A prosecutor in France says Anthony Bourdain apparently hanged himself in a luxury hotel in the small town of Kaiserberg. He says at this stage, nothing suggests another person was involved in the death of the American celebrity chef and food writer. IBM and the Department of Energy launching what they're calling the world's most powerful and smartest supercomputer today. Its name Summit. IBM's John Kelly says Summit's artificial intelligence capabilities give researchers a tool for analyzing huge sets of data.
If a company or university wants to buy a smaller version of this,
we can produce that today and ship that to them. And then in the future, we'll take technologies like this and put it in the IBM cloud and make it available as a service as people need this kind of technology.
IBM claims the machine can handle an estimated 200,000 trillion calculations per second, or 200 petaflops. Chicago Congressman Bobby Rush slamming GOP attacks on health insurance protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
Rush says the Trump administration is arguing in court that the Affordable Care Act's provisions preventing insurance companies from denying coverage or charging more for pre-existing conditions should be struck down. He says that would impact more than 5 million Illinoisans. Rush says House Republicans tried to take the protections away in their failed and cruel Trump care plan, and he says now the Trump Justice Department is willing to threaten hardworking families' health care once again. Judy Pilak, WGN News.
Chicago firefighters kick off their annual Fill the Boot drive across the city this afternoon, raising money for muscular dystrophy research and care. Chicago Fire Commissioner Jose Santiago says it's been a tough week for the department following the death and funeral of diver Juan Buccio.
So as I go to the firehouses, I visit and everything, you know, they're down on the glumps and tell them, guys, you know, we're going to get through this and we're going to train harder, work harder, you know, to make sure it never happens again.
Buccio died on Memorial Day following an attempted water rescue in the Chicago River. Your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. Donate your car today.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text BODY to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text BODY to 321321. That's BODY to 321321.
Your money on WGN. The Dow's up 44 points. NASDAQ up 10. The S&P 500 up 5. WGN Sports. The White Sox visit Boston tonight. The pregame with Andy Mazur, 5:35. First pitch, 6:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 7:20 WGN. Right now, the Cubs lead Pittsburgh 3-1. NBA Finals tonight. Golden State's at Cleveland. The Chicago Sky plays Phoenix in the WNBA. This WGN traffic report, sponsored by CSL Climate Control Company. Airvana is the ultimate level of comfort, and a new Lennox home comfort system will help you achieve it. Buy now from CSL Climate Control Company and get up to $1,700 in rebates or up to 72 months interest-free financing. CSL Climate Control Company at 847-773-7334. Here's Violetta Padromedic.
Inbound Edens, 25 minutes, Lakehook Road to the junction, 16 minutes back out. Over on the Kennedy, it's still an hour from O'Hare to downtown, 44 minutes outbound. The Eisenhower's building either way at 50 minutes between 390 and the old post office. Same thing on the Stevenson, it's 45 minutes between 355 and Lakeshore Drive. And if you're headed in on the Dan Ryan, those are pretty heavy travel times right now, 50 minutes from 95th to the Circle, 55 minutes from the Bishop Ford to downtown, about 18 minutes on the reverse trip. For personalized traffic, on demand. Get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Violetta Podrumetic in WGN Traffic Central.
The WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast. Have your umbrella this weekend. Mostly cloudy skies today. Scattered showers, thunderstorms, a high of 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers, thunderstorms possible, a low of 64. Tomorrow, more scattered showers, thunderstorms possible, then turning partly sunny with a high of 82. Right now, O'Hare 71, Midway 71, Lincolnwood 68. The winds are variable at 6 miles an hour. The barometer's falling along the lakefront 60. I'm Kim Gordon in the WGN newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Kim.
Thinking big thoughts, so you don't have to.
There we go.
Here's John Williams.
We're in the Allstate studio on Michigan Avenue, the showcase, we call it. We're here till 3. And then we come back on Saturdays, and we go 10 a.m. until 12 noon. On social media, I'm WGN King John. Like me on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram, too. And don't forget, we just dropped the podcast a little late last night. We normally put it out there around 4 or 5. I don't think it dropped until 6 o'clock, but you can sure listen to the Mincing Rascals podcast. It's a combination of Tribune and WGN Radio News and Talk Smart People, and we all kick around some of the stories of the day. I think you'll enjoy it. We always close with some recommendations, things we think you might like. That's the Mincing Rascals. Listen for our podcast wherever you listen to finer podcasts. Kim, are you still over there?
I'm here.
What was the thing with 200 trillion thousand zillion petaflops?
It's a new IBM computer that is supposed to be the world's most powerful and smartest supercomputer.
Super duper computer.
Super duper duper.
And so then you describe the number of computations it can do in a second.
200,000 trillion.
A second?
Per second. Or 200 petaflops, and I don't even know what a petaflop is. I know what a flip-flop is, but I don't know what a petaflop is.
A petaflop is what my wiener dog does after he pees. I have this pet named Bingo. He's got arthritis. He's built like a hunchback. He truly is, and he's
the
old.
One in the stroller, right?
Yes, he's the one that travels with me in the G7 action stroller, now with mesh canopy. So I push him around, and then when it's time to pee, because I've decided at this point in my life that there's nothing quite so entertaining as emasculating myself in public, I take him out of the stroller, and I put him on the ground, and then he pees. And then, after he's done, he goes, oh, and he tips over like a cow in the field. He just boom, falls over sideways.
So now you have a name for him, a petaflop.
He's a petaflop. But he's just one petaflop. Imagine 200 petaflops.
That's a lot of flopping going on.
It's 199 more than you want, let me tell you. We were pushing Fred along. Fred's the first dog that got me down Wiener Dog Row. We were pushing Bingo along the other day, and then Daisy runs along. Brenda has her on the leash, and this is how we do our walks. And invariably, as we're coming, you will see us coming. This nice middle-aged couple, and one of them's pushing a stroller, and the other one's walking a dog, as we tend to do in the neighborhoods. And then you get closer and you look into my stroller looking for the baby or perhaps grandchild, and you go, oh! That's what they do. Oh! One woman said to me the other day, I thought that was going to be a baby. I go, it's an ugly baby is what that is.
And they don't go, aw.
And then they do. And then they go, aw. And I've had this conversation with y'all too many times, but I want them to know that I'm not doing this because I want to push something around in a stroller. I always say, well, he can't walk. He's a petaflop. And then they go, oh, okay. But I sort of need to explain to them why I'm doing this. For instance, if I didn't, they might think, if he didn't have a dog in there, I'll bet he'd get a dolly. He'd go to the American Doll store and just push something around. He's one of those guys. I don't know what those guys are, but I just like, I want to, I feel a need to explain myself to these people. Because the other thing is, I think the people would be a little judgy. They'd go, that's the problem with people these days. They're not willing to let the dog walk for himself or herself. The dog ought to be able to walk your dog. Stop pushing it around in a stroller. He can't. He's in a stroller because he's infirm. I'm thinking about actually just printing out an explanation, maybe with a picture of his x-rays, handing it out to people as we go by.
And you can put a sign on the front, not a baby.
Yeah, brace yourself, not a baby, can't walk, hunchback, so shut up, okay? This would be my little sign. So that's my petaflop story. And there's a couple things I need to mention before we get on here. The Bright Side of Life comes your way in 30 minutes. You'll tell us some good news in your world while you're smiling, and we will smile with you. We love good neighbors here at WGN Radio. We call them the WOW neighbors because the folks at WOW, Internet, TV, and Phone, are sponsoring what is an acknowledgement of good folks in the community. WOW is a pretty good company in the community, and they're acknowledging other folks that are too. You can nominate a neighbor you want us to recognize on the air by going to WGNradio.com/contest. Just tell us what's great about them in 100 words or less. I think this sort of public acknowledgement's a good idea, don't you? Your WOW neighbor, if they win, if they're selected that week, will win an ultimate detail package for their car from Bill Jacobs BMW in Naperville, and will congratulate them by name on the radio. Again, nominate your WOW neighbor at WGNradio.com/contest. That's where you'll type in 100 words. I have a neighbor. Her name is Kim. Oh, my God. She's such a good person. She volunteers at the soup kitchen. She's been on the committee for the beautification of the something for 16 years. And last week, she pushed our car out of the ditch. I don't know what a good neighbor does, but stuff like that. It's sponsored by WOW Internet, TV, and Phone. This week, we're acknowledging Mike Menzer of Mount Prospect. Do you know Mike? Tell him hi. He helps out his neighbors who live alone nearby. He makes repairs. He checks in. He shovels the snow. Nobody's paying him or asking him to do this. Attaboy, Mike Menzer of Mount Prospect. And Daniel Hicks of Northbrook, same thing. Described by his nominating neighbor as talented, smiling, and always helping out his neighbors, too. If you know a WOW neighbor, let's find out. Go to WGNradio.com/contest. It's sponsored by WOW Internet, TV, Phone. Listen to this story. Where'd I put it? I haven't heard much about this. Did Bill and Wendy talk about the British mom who flies first class? Violetta Kim, have you guys heard this story? The British mom who flies first class. Her name is Kirsty Alsop. She is a British TV host. So I guess people in Britain know her. And she's a mom of two. She is being shamed for leaving her kids in coach so she can fly first class. In a recent interview with The Sun, Alsop said she refuses to upgrade her kids to premium with her and instead has them fly in coach while she goes to the front of the plane. She said allowing them the luxury would be an absurd waste of money and very spoiling. The mom of two boys back in coach are an 11 and a 9-year-old, has since been bombarded with a slew of mom-shaming tweets that accuse her of being arrogant and calling her out for what other people are describing as neglect, said James at JamesFL on Twitter. The funny thing is, if Kirsty Alsop wasn't posh and wealthy, the term child neglect would be getting bandied about. Instead, she's actually getting away with convincing herself of others that it's just a style of parenting. And then here's a list of all of the snarky tweets she's had to endure. So then she goes on Twitter at Kirsty Malsop, and she says, forcing, what the bloody hell is wrong with you all? The kids are being taken on holiday, for God's sake. They're not being sent to war.
Do we know how old the kids are? I mean,
9 and 11.
Okay, so they could sit back there by themselves. But I kind of have a problem with that, too. It's like, because I've had that happen to me where I could sit in front, and but there weren't enough seats, and I couldn't do that to my kids.
Kirsty Alsop wrote, thank you so much to all of the kind people who get that I want my absurdly privileged and fortunate kids to have something that they have to work towards and have tweeted accordingly. Hashtag premium economy. She said, didn't ask anyone to agree. I didn't put this forward as a suggestion for others. It's what we do with our sons and stepsons. The son asked if I ever flew in a separate class, and I said from time to time. Alsup is not the first celebrity parent to admit to not shelling out extra cash to upgrade their youngsters. Just last year, celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay told The Mirror he does not see the point of sitting with his kids in first class. He said when they have access to a 10-course bleeping menu with champagne, Ramsay and Alsup have both expressed that they do not plan on changing their parenting styles anytime soon. If I could afford to fly first class all the time, I would fly first class all the time. But have you seen how much more it costs to fly first class than coach? It's a lot.
It's a lot.
So then you go, okay, I'm going to sit in first class, and what do I get? I get a pod, and I get all the booze I can drink, and I get better food, and I get movies.
Beds that lie flat.
Yeah, I know. You can. It's an amazing thing. So then back in steerage, you know, where people are holding chickens, you've got the kids, but the kids are smaller, so they're not as taxed in coach as a fully formed adult.
The bottom line for me
is... And they can't drink booze.
But God forbid there's an emergency. Your kids are in the back, and you're in the front. And that's what scares me to death.
Oh, you like turbulence or something like that?
Anything.
Yeah.
Right, you're not there for them.
Or somebody's harassing them. Here's the thing, too. I'll bet suppose they're well-behaved 9 and 11-year-olds, and it's a wild card, right? You could have a 9-year-old or an 11-year-old, and they're obnoxious as hell, or you could have them, and they're sitting there reading.
They're on their iPads,
being angelic,
not bugging anybody.
Not a hot problem in the world, and they don't care. And they don't even care. Mom's up front, whatever. In fact, I know a lot of 9 and 11-year-olds, they go, hey, Mom, why don't you stroll up to first class, and we'll hang back here. Maybe some kids would actually prefer that. But here's what all of this ignores. What about the person sitting next to the 9-year-old? What if you don't want to be sitting next to an unaccompanied child because that child is kicking the seat or just spilled a soda on you or is crying? I don't know what 9-year-olds do, but right? So I think what you're really doing is not dumping on your kids so much as you are dumping on the other passengers around them.
Exactly. And the thing for me is I might be up in first class, but I wouldn't be enjoying myself because I would be worried to death about what are my kids doing back there?
That's
are they behaving?
A good point. Yeah.
Are they doing the right thing? Are they being polite? You know, all of those things.
I wonder, though, if these people have the first class based on their contracts or from work. Like if you have one first class ticket, you know, because you have to travel for work.
Right. And so now then, you're flying your two kids to come with you.
Right.
And so now, right. So that first class ticket was free. Hell yeah, I'm going to take that. But am I going to now buy $10,000 worth of two other tickets for my kids? I'm spending $1,300 and I'm putting them in the back.
But what's funny is she's using it as a parenting technique. She's saying that. Right. She's saying, well, I'm just teaching them. It's my money. It's not theirs.
If you want to fly first class someday, kids, you get yourself good jobs.
Yeah.
To your 9-year-old. But Kim, you are asked. You were bumped up once, huh?
Well, we've had the opportunity because we're, you know, frequent flyer points, all that kind of stuff. And I just said, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to sit in the front with my kids in the back.
That's kind of tempting, though.
My mom left my dad behind.
Your mom did that?
Yeah.
Well, are we?
No, to my dad, though.
My husband left me behind.
Yeah. Yeah, but I mean, so suppose that. Forget about the kids for a second. If you are two adults, you're flying as a couple. And they go, miss, you can be sitting in first class. Would you turn to your husband and go, honey, I'll see you in Dallas. I'm going.
My mom sure did. She's like, bye.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't deny Brenda that. And now I've got an empty seat next to me, so I've got some room to put my stuff, right?
Right.
I may even have her entree. So I'm not so sure that that's such a bad thing, right? What have you done in this situation? 312-981-7200. Is it so bad what Kirsty Mary Alsup did? I need to hear from you now. 312-981-7200. Call or text WGN.
Learn something new.
Ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes?
On 720 WGN.
Did you know that Ace Rewards from your local Ace Hardware saves you money instantly? Ace Rewards members get instant savings at checkout. Sign up for free at your local Ace. It only takes an instant. Get your choice of a Stanley 24-inch beam level, a Craftsman screwdriver set, or an Irwin Quick Grip bar clamp for just $9.99 after $5 instant savings with your Ace Rewards card.
Ace is a place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Must be an Ace Rewards member to receive instant savings. Offer valid through June 30th. See participating stores for details.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-900-5338. That's 1-800-900-5338. 1-800-900-5338.
Sports fans, he did it. After winning the Kentucky Derby, Justify bested the field in the Preakness and is now making a run at one of the most challenging feats in all of sports, the Triple Crown. And you can get in on the action no matter where you are on Saturday, June 9th. Start playing and winning with ExpressBet.com. Sign up today and pick your bonus amount, $20, $100, even $500. Be a part of Triple Crown history when you make your bet on the Belmont Stakes with ExpressBet.
224 on WGN. Huh, lots of calls and texts. Let's pick them up in a second. Spoiler alert, world champion David Ross is going to be at Printers Row Lit Fest June 9th. Get tickets now at PrintersRowLitFest.org. Speaking of David Ross and the Cubs, Kevin, when we come back after the 2:30 news, before or after the bright side, give me your thoughts on that play at the plate at Wrigley Field last night. I mean, you don't have to do it right now, but will you do that a little later on?
Absolutely. Yes, I have thoughts.
Because he was out, wasn't he, Kevin? He was out.
He was.
And he should have been out. And he should have stayed out. Am I right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not rooting against the Cubs here, but
I think so, yes.
Here's what I don't want to be someday. A major league catcher. You can't win. You can't win. You might as well just forget about it. Just might as well say, why don't you just sit right here and have home plate, and I'll be over there. And if it's not too inconvenient for you, I may tag you out, but I don't want to get in your way. That's what we've done.
And even when they're not really in your way, they're still kind of in danger. Remember Anthony Rizzo's slide just a few weeks ago against Pittsburgh.
I know. Well, what would you do if you were a coach? Would you tell him to go ahead first? You really want that run? Would you tell him to dive for home plate? You got to get your fingers cut off.
Yep.
I'm like, guys, unless we need this game in September, please, I know you want to score.
I mean, even the Cubs admitted after the game that it's a sensitive subject because there is, it needs clarity. All the sliding rules in baseball and how they protect catchers, it's not clear. It's kind of like the NFL, what's a catch rule? Nobody really knows what is a legal slide, what's not legal, what can catchers do, what can't they do?
We'll pick this up in a little bit. The bright side's coming your way, too. I want to get some of your calls about the mom who flies first class. Amita Health knows you like no one else, you know. They're the one that's there for you always. Lifelong bonds make all the difference at Amita. At Amita, they put you first. They now include 19 hospitals, 20 immediate care centers, more than 230 outpatient locations in the Chicagoland area. Visit AmitaHealth.org/ACCESS or call 855-MY-AMITA in sickness and in health. Pick up a couple of phone lines. Hey, Steve, this is John. You're on WGN. What's up?
Hey, I have sort of a similar story. I get upgraded because of who I work for. I travel a lot. And when I go on a vacation with my family, they'll automatically upgrade me. And then my family is sitting back in coach. So what I usually do is I'll wait till everybody boards, and then I'll go back to the person sitting next to my family and say, hey, I got a great deal for you. And then the look on their face is like, oh, I'm sure you do, right? And I say, hey, would you like to go to first class, like, can sit next to my family? And, you know, the change of expression on their face is fantastic. And then I end up sitting next to my family.
Well, this is the opposite of what you're supposed to do.
Well, it is, right. But I don't have any problem with that. What that lady does. Now, quite honestly, the only reason I'm doing that is because my wife is there, too, and I don't want to sit up there while my wife is back there with the kids.
Yeah.
But, right, like, the modern-day coach seat is built for somebody who's 4'8".
Right?
So, you know, I think, quite honestly, if it was just my two boys, I'd send them back there in a heartbeat because they're getting some experience operating on their own. Now, obviously, everybody's a little different if they're going to be a couple of, you know,
knuckleheads.
Pain. Yeah. Yeah, then that's not going to work. But whatever. People need to quit judging so much. That's my take.
I'm glad you're listening, Steve. I'm going to go. Thanks for the call.
All right. See ya.
Well done, Steve. Attaboy. Let's talk to Lily. This is John. You're on the air.
Hi. Yeah, I had kind of a similar thing. My mom and I had enough miles to fly to Italy in business class. And then my 14-year-old daughter decided she really wanted to go. So we told her, well, you can go, but we're not paying for you to fly business. So we put her in coach, but we did each give up an hour of business class each way so she could have a little bit of it.
That's what I wondered, if they would let you do, how the other passengers would feel, and would if the airline attendants would notice that there's a little child there, you know, watching the movie.
We had no problem. You know, she was 14, so it wasn't like there would be any issue of misbehaving or anything like that. So
then you could tap her after an hour and go, okay, honey, back to back you go.
Get back to the cattle call. Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Brenda.
Or
Lily. That's Lily. This, I think, is Brenda on line three. Hey, Brenda, you're on the air.
Hi, John. Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have a perspective from the passenger who's sitting in the back. If I'm sitting next to a young person, I would feel obligated in one way or another to keep an eye on the child.
Yeah.
And that wouldn't be my responsibility.
Yeah. I think the thing that's getting lost in this whole conversation is, what about the other adults that are sitting behind, around, or in front of that kid?
Yes, I would feel perhaps obligated to engage the child in conversation.
Yeah.
Or when the car came around,
perhaps raise them to adulthood, pay for their college.
Yeah. I understand it wouldn't be my responsibility, but as an adult in that scenario, I would feel obligated to do so.
I wonder if you whisper to the other adults, hey, listen, these are my kids. I'm not going to be around for this flight. I'm going to be up there sipping champagne, eating strawberries. Bye-bye. I mean, here's what I would do, maybe I would do. And then I would, when I then, you know, as I'm abdicating my parental responsibilities, I would then tell the stewardess, or whatever we call them, I would say, hey, round of drinks for everybody sitting next to my kid. Right, I would send back some beer, wine, whatever they're having, a soda, but I would pick up the tab at least on a drink for the folks raising them over there.
Well, I might be a little bit more congenial if you did that.
Yeah. Hey, Brenda, thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. It's 2:31. The news is next.
Chicago is known for its food, but there are some parts of the city that you might not know about when it comes to finding incredible food. We explore one of those areas coming up on this week's show.
Mike Steven is outside the loop tomorrow morning at 6
on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
A smile is a sign of comfort. At Eon Clinics, we focus on helping you get rid of the pain from cracked or missing teeth or denture soreness.
I walked out with minimal pain, minimal swelling. It was unbelievable. Dental implants have made me feel more comfortable in so many arenas.
Our dental implants fit comfortably and perfectly in your mouth. They are the permanent option that feel and function just like natural teeth.
I was very surprised at how easily and smoothly everything went with my procedure. When I came to Eon, I was dreading having dental implants done, but the whole staff there made me feel comfortable and at ease. I thought I'd have a lot of pain after, but no, and the process was much quicker than I had expected.
Invest in relief. You'll be able to eat and chew the food you miss. Allow Eon Clinics to help you achieve a more comfortable smile. Call today, 844-432-SMILE. That's 844-432-SMILE.
or visit our website at eonclinics.com.
2:32, so let's do the news in 60 seconds. Tell me, you know a struggling young person, somebody who's not getting along well at home or at school or with their friends or at work. They are failing, as they say, to launch. I'm thinking about young people who are underperforming in school, maybe kids who can't stay in school, their part-time job they can't seem to keep, maybe even full-time work. I'm thinking of people in their middle teens to middle 20s that are failing to launch. Since 2006, adolescents, emerging adults, and their families have trusted Yellow Brick to find healing, to find functionality. They're located in Evanston. Yellow Brick's clinician scholars offer hope to young people and their families. They integrate neuroscience. They teach life skills. They heal or train the brain to help these people become more functional, happy adults. You see it as alcohol or drug abuse, or maybe you're wondering if that's a factor, anxiety, bipolar. Kids who are sometimes, some kids who are autistic will find their way to Yellow Brick, not because they cure autism, but because they can teach life skills to help those people be more functional, to be happier. And that's the commonality with all of these young people. Call Yellow Brick today at 847-869-1500, 847-869-1500, or visit yellowbrickprogram.com. Yellow Brick is science with soul. WGN Radio News is sponsored by CMEGroup.com. This is Kim Gordon.
A group of women will decide who will be the next Illinois Democratic Party chairman. House Speaker Michael Madigan named a committee of all females to choose the party's next executive director. The post was vacated Wednesday when Timothy Mapes resigned amid allegations of inappropriate comments and mishandling of sexual harassment complaints. Meantime, Governor Rauner signed a measure today to overhaul how ethics complaints are handled at the Capitol. Rauner hailed the legislation as a victory for heroic women who stepped forward to take on the culture of fear, abuse, and retaliation that permeates too much of state government. The group of seven leaders have posed for a family photo on the first day of the International Summit of Industrialized Nations in Canada. President Trump stood between German Chancellor Angela Merkel and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. The president then paused to speak with Merkel. Your money, sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Why do Chicagoland homeowners call Cobblestone Development for their home improvement projects? Because of Bill Conforti and the expert team at Cobblestone. Bill's 30-plus years of experience producing award-winning projects speaks for itself. Windows, siding, kitchens, and baths. Call Bill Conforti at Cobblestone Development. Mention this commercial and Bill will take 20% off your entire home improvement project. Visit cobblestonedevelopment.com or call 773-661-0606. That's 773-661-0606. And ask for Bill Conforti, Cobblestone Development.
Design, price, quality. When the job's done right, you'll love all three. Remodel your home with Cobblestone.
Chicagoland's premier home remodeler.
Remodel your home with Cobblestone.
Is it time for new reading glasses? Go to Readers.com. Readers.com has more than 700 styles to choose from, in powers ranging from 1.0 to 7.0. Readers.com also has readers hard to find in stores, like bifocals, sun readers, and computer readers. Choose from hundreds of fashionable styles and colors for under $20. Go to Readers.com now and type in the coupon code DEAL at checkout, and you'll save up to 40% through this special offer. Order now, and we'll quickly deliver your readers right to your door. Plus, all of our readers are absolutely worry-free because they're backed by our 100% happiness guarantee. So save up to 40%. Get convenient, fast delivery and a 100% happiness guarantee. Go online to Readers.com to find your perfect pair of reading glasses for under $20. But don't miss this special offer to save up to 40%. Go to Readers.com now and enter the coupon code DEAL. Again, that's Readers.com. Coupon code DEAL.
For more than 150 years, CME Group has been built with your confidence. Without it, we simply wouldn't be in business. Today, we continue to work on new and better ways to protect you and grow your confidence in the markets. After all, it's our vigilance that brings you the peace of mind you need today and in the future. CME Group. Advance with confidence.
Your money on WGN. The Dow's up 53 points. NASDAQ up 12. The S&P 500 up 6. Settlement prices at the Board of Trade today. Wheat settled down 3.5. Corn up 3/4. Soybeans down 5. Cattle prices and hog futures both ended higher at the Merck. WGN Sports. The White Sox visit Boston tonight. The pregame with Andy Mazur, 5:35. First pitch 6:10 with Ed Farmer and Darren Jackson on 720 WGN. Right now, the Cubs leading Pittsburgh 3-1. NBA Finals tonight. Golden State is at Cleveland. WGN traffic, Violetta Padromedic.
Thanks, Kim. Traffic is sponsored by Indeed. Coming in on the Edens, it's 30 minutes now. Lake Hook Road to the junction, 20 minutes back out. Inbound side of the Kennedy just keeps building. It's an hour, 10 minutes O'Hare to downtown, 45 minutes back out. The Eisenhower's building in both directions. It's an hour, 10 minutes between 390 and the old post office. Over on the Stevenson, that is starting to get worse outbound at 50 minutes, Lakeshore Drive to 355, 40 minutes in. And over on the Dan Ryan, it's 30 minutes either way between 95th and the Circle. Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates on your online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire. For personalized traffic on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app. Approved by the mortgage experts of Team Hochberg, just search TRAFFIX Chicago. I'm Violetta Podrumetic in WGN Traffic Central.
The WGN Chicago Weather Center forecast, mostly cloudy skies today, scattered showers, thunderstorms, a high of 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and storms possible, a low of 64. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms possible again, but turning partly sunny with a high of 82.
Tomorrow it's going to be rainy as well?
Just early, and then it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 82, so it's going to be warmer.
Because the Petersons are coming over, and I don't want it to be raining if we're going to be cooking weenies on the grill.
Well, they knew that, so that's why it's not going to rain.
Yeah. By the way, you know it's cuckoo bananas? So this morning, we had a gully washer up by where we live over by Wrigley Field. Mm-hmm. It was just pouring. I got on the red line, got off the red line, wasn't raining at all. It had not yet rained downtown Chicago.
Really?
Even though we were washed out, you know, at Waveland and Halstead for
crying. That's so funny, because as I left Highland Park, it was coming down pretty good. And by the time I got to past Skokie, it was just a drizzle, then nothing.
Yeah, that's why I feel bad, not too bad, but I appreciate the plight of weather forecasters, because they say there's a chance it's going to rain, maybe it rains. But for other people, it doesn't rain at all. The guy's doing the forecast for the same region, but some of us are going to get pounded and some of us aren't. And today, the line was very narrow, evidently. Okay, so where were you, Kim, at the end of the newscast there?
Yeah, O'Hare 71, Midway 71, Lake Bluff 64, along the lakefront 60. I'm Kim Gordon in the WGN Radio Newsroom, and this is the stuff that matters on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
One, two, three. Hit it. By the way, in case my wife is listening, I know the Petersons aren't going to get served weenies on the grill at our place.
I know a place.
What's on the menu?
I'm not sure, but I know when I walk in, Brenda would say, John, you know we aren't going to serve the Petersons wieners and buns. Even though that's what I would like to serve the Petersons, they're going to get something marinated and it'll be lovely. We do the Bright Side of Life segment in the last half hour of our show, getting you ready for the weekend on Fridays. And before we get that, though, we'd like to give you some ideas of something to do over the weekend in Chicago. Producer Elif Garris is away today. Marsha Lyle's filling in for. Marsha, what are we listening to?
Well, John, we are listening to Mavis Staples. She's actually going to be in town this weekend on Sunday at the Chicago Blues Festival.
Nice. Violetta, give us something to do this weekend.
Well, maybe you want to go to Slime Fest in Northerly Island. Nickelodeon's putting that on. Tickets are sold out for Saturday, but on Sunday, general admission is about $50.
I've got the World Naked Bike Ride, where people don't wear much clothes and they ride bicycles.
Oh, it's not just your bike ride, it's everyone.
Learn more at ChicagoNakedBikeRide.com. It's going to be Saturday. It says location on my sheet, TBD, but here's what it is. If you see a bunch of people riding, like 1,000 of them, and they don't have any clothes on, you're there. I'm not exactly sure. Violetta, you're good at this. Do you know where the naked bike ride is? It came down Michigan Avenue one year.
Yeah, they go all over the place.
I saw that they're going to release it on their Facebook page.
Why aren't they telling people where to ride bikes
naked? Because they don't want to prepare you. They want you to be surprised.
I guarantee you, if I'm taking my clothes off, I'd like to know where to go.
Well,
because what if I'm going down Halstead and they go, oh, no, it's on the south side this year. Really? You could have told me.
And they don't want you to arrive naked. They want you to come and then strip there.
All right, fine.
So don't be walking around.
Evidently, I'm not a good naked.
Have your clothes ready.
Marcia, something else to do this weekend.
Spring Awakening. That's going to be at the Adams at Medill Park. It's going to run until Sunday, and you can get details about that at springawakeningfestival.com.
SpringAwakeningFestival.com. Violetta, give me something to do this weekend.
Lake Geneva Restaurant Week is going on, and you can get $8 breakfast, $10 lunch, and $35 gourmet dinners. Six restaurants are participating with prefix meals, and it looks really, really fun.
Old Town Art Fair is going on until Sunday. The Petersons said you should go there. OldTownArtFair.org. It's an old town. It's an art fair. It's called the Old Town Art Fair.
Tricky.
How about you?
Well, the Chicago Underground Film Festival is going on as well. It's going to be at various locations. It will run until Sunday, June 10th. And to get those location details, you can log on to cuff.org. That's cuff.org.
Violetta, go.
We mentioned it a little bit, but we do have the Blues Festival going on in Millennium Park. That's all weekend long. It's free admission, 11 to 9:30 p.m., and it's still the largest free blues festival with four stages and a lot of performances.
It sounds like when they're having Blues Fest, they should have Rib Fest, and they are. Irving Park on Lincoln and Damon today through Sunday. Ribfest-Chicago.com. Ribfest this weekend. All right, one more. Marcia, go.
All right, Do 312's Rock and Roll Market. That is going to be 50-plus do-it-yourself and vintage vendors alongside some of Chicago's best rock DJs and musicians for an outdoor all-day affair.
You have one more you want to do, V?
I got Burger Beers and Blues Festival going on in Bolingbrook. Can't beat that. That's Saturday and Sunday, and it's starting at noon to 6.
I wonder who has the moist towelette concession at the nude bike ride.
Because hold on, I think you can make some money.
That's at the Rib Fest. That's right. This would be a good weekend to be selling those little things, those disinfectant wipes that you want to just run down the seat of the bike.
But nude and moist shouldn't go in the same sentence with the bike.
I guess, no, nude and a bike should not be in the same sentence. It's 2:45. All right, it's time for the bright side. I want you to call in, tell us some good news in your world, why you are smiling. It can be large or small, but I want to know something that's making you happy. Call right now or text. Violetta will read the texts. I'll take your phone calls. Either way, the number's 312-981-7200.
Learn something new.
Ready to join the conversation live whenever a story changes.
On 720 WGN.
For 119 years, Jewel Osco has prided itself on being Chicago's local go-to grocer. And as we gear up for the 49th annual Gay Pride Parade, we look forward to being one with the millions who turn out for this colorful cruise around the North Side on Sunday, June 24th. Look for the Jewel Osco WGN float on the main drags in and around Broadway, Halstead, Belmont, and beyond. Don't miss a single minute of the action. Jewel Osco, local since 1899.
Well, you know, I'm certainly not the only one who says I love this place. Jameson's Char House is the perfect spot to relax in a casual atmosphere that's warm and inviting. My wife and I frequently dine at the Huntley location, where we enjoy hand-cut black Angus steaks, succulent chops, or sometimes fresh fish favorites like the Greek-style Alaskan halibut with rice pilaf and roasted asparagus. Plus, every side dish, warm oven-baked bread and homemade soups and salad dressings are irresistible. Dine among family, friends, or business associates at any Jameson's Char House near you. I love this place.
Visit Jameson's Char House online at jamesons-charhouse.com. Jameson's Char House offering lunch, dinner, private rooms, carry out, even purchase gift cards. Visit a Jameson's Char House near you. And now open in Glenview, Yanni's Greek Restaurant at the Glen Tower Center, 2601 Navy Boulevard. Come in for the fine taste of Greece. Greek cuisine, always fresh, intricately homemade. Yanni's space-freak.com.
Opa. Opa. It's 247. Did you realize that oral cancer is the top 10 cancer in America? It is. Same virus that causes cervical cancer. HPV is the primary cause of oral cancer. It's a concern for everybody. Here's the good part. Your dentist can now use new FDA-cleared technology called the Velscope. It helps your dentist visualize areas in your mouth that may be associated with oral cancer. Does your dentist do this? When you go to get that annual screening, is your dentist using a Velscope? He or she should, because it makes it easier for them to see things below the surface. They shine a blue light in your mouth, and it reveals abnormalities that might not otherwise be visible. It's amazing technology. It's new, and I think you and I would both feel a lot better if your dentist, if mine had one. Now, I'll tell you, a lot of dentists in the area do now. University Dental Professionals in Chicago, Dr. Art Carpenter over in Kenilworth does. Dr. Douglas Kay in Oak Brook Terrace does. Does your dentist? Text the word SCOPE to 41411 for a full list of the dentists that do. Or visit oralscreeningtest.com. If your doctor's not on there, tell them to be. Oralscreeningtest.com or text SCOPE to 41411. All right, let me put this over here. Hit that button there. Go over here. Play this little song.
Some things in life are bad.
It's just the bright side.
They can really make you mad.
Call me now.
Other things just make you sweat.
I've got an open phone line at 312.
When you're chewing on life's gristle, that grumble, give a whistle.
981.
And this'll help things turn out for the best.
7200, that's our number. Call or text. Here we go.
Always look on the
we start with the ladies. That would be, is that Kim in the newsroom? Kim, do you want to do the bright side? You go, girl.
Yes, I'm babysitting my 11-week-old granddaughter tonight.
That's a good thing, isn't it?
It is.
It is, right?
Oh, my gosh, it's so fun.
Violetta, what's making you smile?
I'm going to like a punk rock concert tonight. Going to be out of my element. And I'm excited to wear something I don't normally wear.
Something dangerous?
Yeah.
Something we
black
don't...
Black lipstick, I don't know.
Kevin, are you wearing black lipstick this evening by any chance?
Maybe, but I may or may not be wearing black lipstick. John, tomorrow at 9:44 in the morning.
Yeah? Oh, that's a tea time.
That's my tea time. We're coughing, baby.
For life is quite absurd.
My bright side is that the Petersons are coming over for a weenie roast. And also, I'll tell you what's really giving me a lot of joy these days. I've been taking tennis lessons with Tennis on the Lake. Every Tuesday and Thursday we play tennis. I look forward to it, and all the off days, I count them down. And then I go play tennis.
Always look on the right side.
All right, let's start with CJ. CJ, you're on WGN. What's making you smile?
Hey, John.
Hey.
Our dog was struck down by a really serious illness last weekend, and the vet doctor told us there wasn't much they could do for him, and we went home with him to say goodbye, and he staged this miraculous recovery. He's back.
What's the doggie's name?
His name is Bingo.
Bingo? B-I-N-G-O?
That's right. D, yeah.
Oh, because I got a bingo. I was going to offer you another one. Hey, I'm happy for y'all. My best to Dingo.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, read some for me there, Ms. Podermedic.
815 just got paid our property taxes for the year.
That's good news.
That's exciting. 815 also says, Sunday my husband's taking the boys fishing in Canada and I'm taking the girls to Key West.
Nice. How about this one? Jill, you're on WGN. I think this is Jill there. You're on the air. Jill, what's making you smile?
I had a doctor's appointment, and the resident was a student I had 22 years ago. What a great way to end my school year.
Always look on the right side of life.
This is Becky. You're on WGN. Becky, give me some good news in your world.
I'm so excited because at age 50... I'm starting graduate school to become a social worker on Monday.
Wow. So at 50, you're going back to school.
I sure am, and I never thought I would ever end up in graduate school. And I want to tell all the kids out there, you can do it.
Whistle. That's the thing. Always look on the bright side of life.
Hey, Laura, tell me why you're smiling today. You're on the air.
Hey,
I am smiling because it's my last day. Well, my second to the last day of radiation treatment. It's my last day is Monday, but today is Friday, and I'm happy.
Wow, it's going well, huh?
Yes, it is.
You sound great, Laura. Thanks for the call. Our best to you.
Thank you.
Violetta, go.
608, Jeremy celebrating his 25th wedding anniversary to his lovely wife, Tina, who also happens to be his best friend.
Well put. Got another one?
Yes, the youngest of three sons finally starting his full-time job on Monday.
That is the best. That is
630, stuck in traffic on 8094, coming in from Indiana, and gets to listen to the show a little bit longer.
Thank you for that. Hey, Joyce, you're on the air. Why are you smiling today, Joyce?
I'm a teacher. I checked out of my room about 20 minutes ago. It's my last day, and I'm on the brink of summer.
Who do you guys think is happier when summer comes? The teachers or the students? I think it's the teachers. The students have no idea how much the teachers are looking forward to. Hi, Violetta, it's your turn.
630, got in with her hairdresser today, and it's her birthday, so that's very important. Also, 847, celebrating a birthday, and they're going dancing.
Hey, this is Debbie. Debbie, you're on the air. What's your bright side?
First of all, I have two nephews. One turned 21, May 25th. The other one just graduated from high school this month.
Happy days to y'all. Always look on the right side. Hey, Monica, this is John. You're on WGN. What's your good news?
I made a patriotic wreath at the library today, hung it on my patio, and it looks like fireworks.
If life seems jolly rotten. Talk to me, Kathy. You're on WGN. What's your good news?
Well, my daughter is pregnant with our grandson, and she was due 3 days ago, but we're still waiting, and we're so excited.
Okay, Kathy, what's your good news?
John, I'm a grandma.
Yeah, I hope the last caller's listening. It's all good, huh?
Oh, baby Ben is beautiful.
Hi, Violetta, your turn.
630, my son pitched his first baseball game, and it was amazing. Mom cried with pride.
This is Mary Ann. You're on WGN. Hey, Mary Ann, give me some good news. Why are you smiling?
I am smiling because I just made train reservations yesterday to go visit a high school friend in St. Louis the end of July, first part of August.
And you're taking the train down, huh?
Yeah, and John, I called you a few years ago about my cousin who adopted a little boy from Taiwan, and he's now 10 years old and doing great.
Did I tell you then that I lived for a year and went to grade school in Taiwan?
Yes, you did.
Well, are you tired of me reminding you of that?
No, you can keep reminding me because I love little Anthony.
All right, Violetta, you go one more.
219, no matter what challenges, unfortunately I dropped in front of my son. He is so strong. I love him so much, so proud.
Got one more you like, or are we done?
I do. I'm blessed to have two healthy boys who love each other, almost 3 years old and 7 months. And 630 is going to see Hamilton with their mom tonight.
Oh, nice. With a bat. On Fridays, we like to give you something to do right after the 2:30 news, and then before the 3 o'clock news, we start your weekend with the bright side. We'll do it again next Friday. Tell your friends Fridays between 2:30 and 3. Oh, hey, Marcia, it was whispered in my ear. Is that you, Marcia?
Hey, John, I do have a bright side this week as well. Uh-oh, thank you. So this coming up week, I'll be heading over to Miami, Florida, because out of 1,200 applicants for the ABFF, which is the American Black Film Festival, myself representing WGN Radio, I will be attending out of 50 people. So
wait a minute. So 50 people are going to... Did you submit a film?
No, this is just as media.
I see. Mm-hmm. And so you're going to check these things out and then report back to us, I presume?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're going to Florida for this?
Yes, I am, next week, the 13th through the 17th.
This isn't real important, but who's picking up the tab on this trip, Marcia?
John, I thought we talked about this.
That's our bright side. 256 on WGN. Ro and Anna stroll in a minute.